At midnight with Robert Shaw.
With a look into the future.
Kyle, there's Richard.
Future.
You're talking about the future.
Yeah, what's coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the future.
So this weekend's new film releases. We got
three of them?
Yeah. Three
crap, right?
Bigger ones, quote unquote. Bigger release anyway. All right, so first up, probably do the best out of all of them, Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
You know, I don't know. It may do all right, but I think people have forgot about Hot Tub Time Machine 1.
I mean, it came out a long time ago.
Yeah. And John Cusack's not in it, so people remember.
Right.
Is it the same movie? I don't remember.
Because now it's got Adam Scott is in it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's funny.
Jillian Jacobs from Community.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, it's got the same people from the first one. Rob Corddry's back. Craig Robinson is back.
Yeah.
Bill Duke is back.
He'll be lucky to do over 20 million.
Or Clark Duke or whatever his name is.
Really, really. Michael Clark Duncan. It'll be really, really hard pressed to pass 20 million.
I'm thinking it does 15 million this weekend.
Maybe. That's being generous too. I don't know.
I think you're right, but.
Because you got 50 Shades still out, which is going to be a huge drop off. But I think Kingsman is going to be.
I think that will stick around.
Might have some legs. So I think Kingsman might actually end up being number one. Who knows?
Maybe. Could be.
I don't know.
Could be.
But then you got American Sniper still killing.
Yeah.
So I think American Sniper will probably do another 12 million. Maybe. Because it's getting close. Actually, it's Oscar weekend.
Oh, you're right. It is.
It is Oscar weekend. Yeah. Oh, shit. That means a lot of people will probably be going to see American Sniper.
So, did you see the first one?
American Sniper?
No, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
It's great. I love it. It was funny. It was one of those movies that I didn't want to see for the longest time. And then it was just like, okay, I'm going to go see it. So like, I went and saw it like on a Tuesday at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night where it was like only playing in one theater
because
I had waited too long. And I really liked it. It was really funny. And I came out like, oh, this is really good. And I could understand why it did well, I guess. Mm-hmm. It did well enough to have a sequel, but whatever that means. And a sequel looks funny. It does.
It does look funny.
Like, I'll go see it for sure.
I don't know. I think to me it feels like a rental.
No.
I'm gonna rent it.
No!
Yes!
I'm gonna go see it in the same place I saw the first time, AMC 6.
Wow, you're
dedicated. I'll go see it there like I saw the first one.
Now, is that the one not in the mall or the one in the mall?
The one outside the mall.
By the Barnes & Noble.
By the Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay.
The shitty one.
Yeah.
Actually, the one in the mall is a shitty one.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the one in the mall is even worse.
Sucks.
That only go to if I absolutely have to.
I know, that's the one you go to when you want to see like the Theory of Everything and Foxcatcher.
Well, I think the last time
I went
to the movies. You saw the Theory of Everything there?
Yeah. That's the other place was saying.
I like to watch it on DVD.
No, I didn't have it. I just have Whiplash.
What did you watch on DVD?
Still watched that.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched it yet. I still need to watch that one.
No, but I think the last thing I saw at that theater was that Will Ferrell movie we saw there. Everything Must Go, or?
No, that was outside. That was by Barnes & Noble.
Was it?
Yeah, that was.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't remember the last movie
I think
saw
we
there.
No, I think we saw Jonah Hex.
I didn't see Jonah Hex.
Did you not see Jonah Hex? Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe. Ooh, wow. That was me and John then. We went and saw Jonah Hex at that theater in the mall, and that was like the perfect setting for that piece of shit.
It's so bad.
Terrible theater.
Why did you even see it?
Because I had to.
Why?
Because it was so awful. Okay. I have to see bad movies.
But that was Michael Fassbender, though, right?
He was in it. It was like his first movie. Or his first movie, whatever.
Well, quote unquote.
One of his first movies.
Yeah. Earlier films.
Yeah. Before he broke out. And at the end of the day, I'm like, yeah, he still hasn't really broken out yet.
No.
He really hasn't.
It's like he kind of peaks and then he disappears.
Yeah.
And he peaks and he disappears. That's
like yeah, because he's fine. He's not a bad actor. He's a good actor.
Oh,
granted,
I think he's great.
He's good.
Yeah, I think he really is.
But yeah, he kind of like, you know, go. He's not anything like I would be like, oh, Michael Fassbender, I need to go see it. I saw Dangerous Method. That was boring as hell.
That was, yeah.
Shame was like, eh. I didn't really watch it. And then Counselor was shit.
But I felt like with Shame, there's like interest because of his dick, really.
Yeah.
But true. It still kind of peaked, like people were curious about him. And then I felt like with Prometheus, it was a bad movie, but everyone liked him.
Yeah.
So again, I feel like it kind of peaked a little bit.
He was good in Prometheus.
Oh, yeah,
he's the best part.
By far, yeah. But then I thought he kind of peaked again a little bit with that Slave movie.
You know why?
Never went anywhere. What?
Because he was real.
That's true.
His acting was real.
It's true. It's true.
He was playing, you know. Interesting, but yeah, no, Michael Fassbender. I mean, I don't know, he's good in the X-Men movies, I guess.
But I'm curious about this Assassin's Creed movie. That's what I'm really...
That's going to be interesting.
It's so weird.
Was it supposed to come out this year?
2016 it comes out.
But it got pushed back, yeah. Right?
It is happening, though, now.
Well, yeah.
It's got a director, Marion Cotillard, just signed on.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That's a good grab.
I figure she'll play that girl on the Amicus thing.
Whatever.
You'll play the game?
I have no
interest. You don't need to.
I don't think it's going to do well at all.
But like the idea that he hasn't played the video game.
He just likes the story? Is that what it is? Or
the time travel aspect. That's what he likes. But he doesn't even know anything about it. He's just heard about it.
Well, he thinks that the time machine is going to be his dick. And then he uses it to go back in time.
I think it's just so odd. Like, he hasn't even played the game, but he wants to do the movie.
I like the idea of it. Yeah. Because it is real.
If only.
Lee Pace got to be in it, too.
Oh, he should be.
I'm right here. I will love to do your Assassin's Creed movie. I think it would be a wonderful thing to be a part of. I was in Guardians of the Galaxy and the Hobbit movies, which I am very, very apologetic about. Because the cash was real. They paid me lots of money. So I said yes.
All right, so coming up next... McFarland, USA.
Oh, God. Fucking Mexicans that can run.
It's Chariots of Fire with Mexicans.
It's Chariots of Fire meets Selena.
And it's got, who's Robin Hood? What's his
name?
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, who's like in 50 movies this year.
Yeah, he's still alive.
What the hell? He's like, he just shows up in movies now. And it's just like, oh, you're playing the same fucking daddy character in every movie now.
It's like he disappeared and all of a sudden he came back.
Oh, God, stay away.
And I was like, yeah, go away. Go again. It's away. Fine. No one needs to have you in a movie.
Go back to the Mariner. Go back on your boat into the ocean and stay there. Stay on the water. You're not allowed on land.
But no, this is from the director of Whale Rider or whatever.
Okay. Again, huh?
Exactly.
I don't care.
But anyway.
I'm sure it'll do fine.
I'm thinking $5 million or under.
Really? You think it's going to be that bad?
Yeah.
I think
it's... Well, his last one made like $3.3 million.
Yeah, but that was a dumb one. That was the black and white one. He's trying to get Annie.
Yeah.
He's trying to adopt his daughter,
Annie. Yeah, yeah.
Granddaughter. Orphan Annie.
But even being generous, I'm still thinking under 10.
Maybe. But then again, you never know with those movies because they're like the inspirational movies where it's like, oh, the go-getters are going to go. There's a big Latino market, but they wouldn't watch it because it's not a horror movie. If one of the runners was possessed by Satan, maybe they'd go see it. But it's because it's going to be like a helpful movie about Mexicans in like Northern California. No one's going to go see it.
No, I don't think anyone's going to go. I think the weekend is already too crowded.
Yeah.
And now they're supposed to go see this movie?
Yeah,
I just don't see it.
Might be right there. I'm going to say 12.
You're going to say 12?
I'm going to give it 12. Right. 12 to 15.
Okay, that's fair.
That's being really
generous. I think it's being generous, though.
But I think you are. I think you get enough high school kids behind it, classes will go see it or whatever.
High school teachers will try to push their kids to go see it.
Yeah.
Students don't care.
The students will go see Kingsman.
Yeah, they'll think about it.
Did you hear about that story that they wouldn't let him in and they said, like, I'm going to fucking kill you?
Oh, really?
These kids who weren't allowed to go see it. And it's just like, really?
Oh, whatever. Watch porn.
Go stay
Watch
home.
Watch porn.
Go away.
It's available.
I hate millennials. I hate them all.
It's terrible.
I hope ISIS burns them all.
And then you've got something that won't even make $1 million. You got The Duff.
Oh, God.
It looks terrible.
The Duff is like the biggest... It insults me, and I'm not easily insulted.
I feel like whoever made But She's All That came from the past to the future and was like, let's make this movie.
But what is a Duff? Explain what a Duff is.
What is it, like, dumb, ugly, fat friend or something like that?
Oh, you're right, that is it.
Is that it?
Dumb, ugly, fat friend. And it's like, oh, who can we get to star in this movie? A cute girl who is the dumb, ugly, fat friend who isn't even fat.
No, she's not fat.
She's literally got zero body fat on her.
And I don't think she looks ugly to me.
She's not ugly.
But she's cute.
She's an actress that's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She's worked a lot. She's from Parenthood, that fucking awful show.
But no, she's by no means unattractive.
No, not at all. She's quite pretty. And it's just like, what the fuck? Because you have a blonde girl with bigger tits. That's the hottie. And it's like, really?
I don't buy into it at all.
No.
I think the premise fails on the execution right there.
I hope it makes negative money. I hope it makes as much as Zizek's Road, like that category of bad.
Well, I think it'll get close. I'm going to say under 2 million.
Yeah, you're probably right. It looks like Amanda Bynes would have been in this movie if it was 4 years ago. Like, this is Amanda Bynes territory.
Oh, it is, yeah. You know she's in a movie with Colin Firth, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes?
I think it was
that movie. Right. The one where she's like a
American or something. Like goes to London or something like that.
Colin Firth is a whore. He'll do anything.
He is. But, you know, he didn't do the voice of the Paddington Bear. He was supposed to.
No, that was Ben Whishaw or whatever.
That's who ended up doing it.
Yeah.
But Colin Firth was supposed to.
Well, I'm sure maybe they paid him, or they offered him a low ball, and he was just like, fuck you.
Maybe.
Lee Pace here, I could have been the voice of Paddington the Bear. I would have done it for half the price. I don't care, because I just sit on a chair and read the lines. Because it was real. I'm a real teddy bear that talks. They find me in a train station. I'm Lee Pace. Did you see Pushing Daisies? Neither did I. They canceled that show. Now I'm in movies, so fuck it. I don't care about TV. I'm bigger than that now. Because I am real.
You want to be real at the bar?
Let's go drink to the memory of Tareel. Or Mexicans that are possessed in that run. That's how that